1-1.
Thursday night. Okay, Chayvus Halvavus. Page Kuf Pei Tes. Six lines from the bottom of Kuf Pei Tes. He's dealing with the Yetzer Hara that builds up, that makes it seem, when it comes to mitzvahs, it makes it seem very hard, whether it's a little precious, fasting a little, davening slower, giving tzedakah, he makes it seem like, we said like the opposite, what the Torah says, ki lo rachal kumimcha. It's not far from you, you can do it, it's not that hard to do. He makes it seem impossible, and many times when I talk to people about doing different things, so that's what they say, those are the very words, it's impossible, you can't do it. But then, when it's something that they know is important, it is very possible. Al Kaponim, that's what he makes you think. That's what he was saying. When it comes to giving tzedakah, he makes you very concerned about security, and having enough money for retirement, and having everything, all your ducks lined up. And when it comes to doing an Aveira, and this is definitely a psychological truth, that, what did it say? The expectation far exceeds the actual event. A person's anticipation and taiva, that the Yetzer Hara is megayer in a person, when what he thinks, how pleasurable the Aveira will be, and how much he needs it, and how much he wants it, and he can't do without it, and it'll be so gishmak, and he'll really, really, it'll be a meaningful experience, and he'll enjoy it. He builds it up. And certainly the psychological rotzon, his anticipation of what he expects and what he wants is really all out of proportion to the hanah, that the hanah lasts a few seconds, a few minutes maybe. That's it, and then it's gone. So that's what we're up to now. That's what he said till now. That's the mahalach of the Yetzer Hara, is to build up the obstacles and the difficulties of doing an aveira, of doing a mitzvah, and to build up the pleasure of an aveira. So now we're up to six lines from the bottom. Belachain, therefore, kasher targish b'chagonela mitzido, when you feel these thoughts coming on, these are thoughts of the Yetzer Hara. We don't think they're thoughts of the Yetzer Hara. We think they're my thoughts. That's what a person thinks. It's like childish. He doesn't say Yetzer Hara. I would never fall for enticements on the Yetzer Hara. But lamais, it's gishmak. So you don't think of it as the Yetzer Hara. You think of it as you. Hoshev lo yishere. So the Chavis HaLavas first of all wants you to be aware that the Yetzer Hara is a force, an outside force that's your enemy, and always wants to be machshel you and is never tired. Hoshev lo, you should answer him as follows. Shekol yisurin she'ovru alecha, so to speak, yisurin. Even if you consider the things you undergo in the performance of a mitzvah as yisurin, let's say fasting, staying up at night, giving tzedakah, all these things that are so hard, she'ovru alecha b'meh she'ovru mechayecha, anything you've experienced in your life, lo nishir b'hem b'cha, shum roshem, lamaisa, it's not lasting. We're not talking about something, we're not talking about the face, losing an arm, chas v'shalom. So, okay, you have to go through the rest of your life without an arm. But a person suffers yisurin, most of the yisurim, when they're over. They don't leave a lasting roshem. Elecholaf maher, v'cholam miyad. It's gone, you don't remember it. 2 days after you fit, one day, one meal after you fasted, your only memory of fasting is how bloated your stomach is now, because you ate too much after the fast. Or sleeping, right? So one day after you stayed up a whole night, or 15-minute nap in the daytime, a half-hour nap, and it's gone. You don't remember. It's not a lasting thing. These things, that's what he means. Catch yourself. These things that the Yetzirah, how could you miss this? You go learn. You're going to miss this. It's impossible. It's so hard. These things, even if they do involve some, quote, Mesiras Nefesh, unquote, but they're gone. A day later, you don't remember. Nobody remembers a half a year later. Like you say, oh, I have to stay home. I have to see this. I have to take care of this. It doesn't make a difference. A few days later, it's gone. It's nothing. Even Shraga, I was talking to Shraga. This was months ago. He was saying, you know, he was talking to other prisoners. He was making this point. He's saying, Lamaisa, he's undergoing now Yisurim, right? He says, Lamaisa, when he gets out, after 1 week, he's not, he made this point. After 1 week, he's not gonna feel the Yisurim of these, let's say we'll call it 2 years, 3 years. He's not going to feel it after a week. He said, after a week, it's going to be gone. He says, you go out, and in a week, you know, you imagine that this is going to be something that you're going to walk around with, like, oh man, the bed, and you're cooped up, you're locked in. He says, after a week, you're back to normal life already, and it's not a lasting thing. That's why she made this point.
Yeah, but the Yisurim, they're not so obvious like the bed and the confinement. The Yisurim, of the stigma, okay, and its impact on beginning to set up a practice.
He's not worried about that. So he's not worried. You're worried about that. He's not, Baruch Hashem. He's not worried about that. So he has bitachon, he won't. Look, you want to talk about Shraga, we can talk about Shraga for hours. He made this point of the Chayvus Halvavus, that when you're in a certain matzav, you can't believe you'll ever get out of it. You think it'll always be with you. You can't imagine. Talk to people who had to sleep on the floor. People who were in the war, even. It's not a good example, because certainly they walked around with emotional and mental and psychological scars. But people that weren't in the camps. My father, Olav HaShalom, Baruch Hashem, he wasn't in the camps. But he certainly suffered a lot. He had a hard life those years. He ran from place to place. He didn't have anything more than an overnight bag. He didn't have anything in the world. He didn't have family. He didn't have belongings. He didn't have possessions. He ran to Shanghai. He ran to Russia. He climbed through the mud. There's a book written, a very fine book was written about how people rebuilt their lives in America after going through the war. We're not talking about the people who were in the camps that had unique emotional scars because of the torture they underwent. We're talking about just people who survived it without being in the camps. They rebuilt their lives. A half a year later, the point of the Chayvus Halvavus is that the Yetzirah builds up Yisurim, which really have no lasting roshem. Most Yisurim have no lasting roshem. When someone embarrasses you in front of, and you get very embarrassed. So at the time, it's like you feel like your life's over. You'll never, or something happens, you'll never get out of it. People are in matzovim, and they think, and the Yetzirah wants them to think, if it'll help the Yetzirah, if it'll help the Yetzirah impede the person from doing a mitzvah, because it's hard, because he'll have to struggle. So he builds it up. And the point is that it's most things are temporary and not lasting. Mashenken, scharon nishal chaliolam, lo yitom v'lo yichle. Chavetz Chaim makes the same point. If anybody is learning the Chavetz Chaim according to the Chavetz Chaim a day, two halachas a day, so in the Shmiras HaLashon part of the Sefer, not in the Hilchas Lashon Hara, Hilchos Rechilus they're doing now, but in the back, in the other half of the Sefer, Shmiras HaLoshon, Punkt, the last few days, was talking about Yisurin, and how, you know what he says? He says, a person should, Smechem be Yisurin, it says. If people get Yisurin, you should, it looks funny, right? A guy falls down and hurts himself, or a guy loses money, so he should be dancing in the street. He should be Smechem be Yisurin, because the Gehenna and the punishment, if you, the Chavos Chaim says you go through your whole life and you have a geshmaka life, so it doesn't help you in Olam Haba. Lo limchulu lo avono shebiyado afilu odam b'toyva kol yomba. Yeah, he quotes a sefri. Tzorach odam liyosameach biyusurin yosem min atova. Logically, a person has a pleasant life and things are going well. That's not so good. He has yisurin, things are going rough. He should be dancing in the street, singing and dancing. He should be so happy. Why? Shafilu ha'odam b'tova kol yomov lo nimchalu lohu avono shebiyado. How's he getting rid of the averus he inevitably has? And that's going to be a lasting, that will be have lasting impact. Punishment for averus, it will be gehenim, chas v'sholem, or richuk from Hashem. And that's everlasting. Gehenim grad is not everlasting. But the richuk from Hashem is everlasting. But b'men nimchalo, Yisurin, Om Rabbi Eliezer, Tzarech Adam L'Hachzik Tovel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should say, thank you Hashem. You have Yisurin, the Yisurim cut out, the Yisurim that last a minute, that last a day, a week, a month, and then you don't even remember it. It's just a memory that saves you from everlasting punishment. That's what the Chavetz Chaim's point is, Chazal's point is. So that's why you should be happy with Yisurim. That's the Gemara. That's Chazal. Smechen be Yisurin. Olav Nemar va'ohavav k'tzei sashemish b'gvuroso. You're called Ohavei Hashem because you realize Hashem loves you. And if you get Yisurin, it's a good trade-off. Should you ask for Yisurin? It's not such a silly thing to ask for Yisurin, according to this. It's not so silly. Well, it's a kapara for averus, so
you can't be happy that you're doing something wrong.
You're happy that you're getting a onesh and a kapara from your averus, and you should try to figure out what those averus are, because certainly you don't want to continue doing averus and getting yisurim to be mechaper their averus. It's much better not to do averus at all.
It's hard to be happy at the time to think, well, but I'm doing something wrong. So,
but the Chazal do say smechem be yisurim. And that means you should appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you Yisurim and Olam Hazeh, and you're acquiring Kapara and Olam Hazeh, you should be happy. That's what Chazal said. That's what the Chavetz Chaim is Mayrich a little the last few days. Yeah, you should be happy. You should thank Hashem. Otcha Hashem kyanafta bi. You should be happy. And the Chavetz Chaim takes it as an understanding that it's a Kapara. That's you know, people say it as an expression. A Kapara. But it's true. It's true, it's a kapara. Let's say Shraga's undergoing 3 years of Yisurim. Looks like it'll be that. I don't know, maybe something will happen. Told him maybe the president of Israel will have a toothache. No one will be able to cure it. Not even Ari Stern. And then the Saramashkim will say, I once had a dentist that mamish cured such a toothache. Who knows? What happened with Yosef? That's what happened with Yosef. You don't know. So, it's Hashem. But let's say, so that's what is the Chavetz Halevavah saying? 3 years of Yisurin might be mecking up, might be erasing who knows what Lamala. And that's how you have to feel, and that's what a person's attitude on. It's tremendous avoda. That's what Smeichin be Yisurin is. David HaMelech was, I don't know what the words mean, I'll just say them. David HaMelech became the fourth Merkava L'Shechina because when Shimi Ben Gera cursed him, he accepted it as Yisurin. He said, it's not this person that's cursing me, it's my Averis that are cursing me. And Baruch Hashem, I'm getting a Kapar now from the Averis. And he was Zochet to become the Merkava L'Shechina because of that attitude. Yeah. Avalo al yedei yisurin. Yeah, we ask Hashem to be memachek our averus without yisurim through tshuva. The truth is, the Musa Sfarim talk about that the process of tshuva, the bitterness that a person is supposed to feel if he really does tshuva. You know, it's very hard to summon up charata. It's hard. A lot of, I think most of the time, like even if we're determined to be better, but we sort of like, okay, you know, it was ganz geschmack what I did till now, but I'm determined to be better in the future. It's very hard to summon up like real charata that you really, you're embarrassed of having done. I mean, okay, you caught them. Saying many times we look to the future, and many times the Balei Musar suggest looking to the future and not to wallow in the past. That's already an individual. You have to take it on a case by case basis. Okay, but you know, maybe it's just lately. The last, the more recent Balei Musar suggest not. That it's very, you know, it stems. It's because of the difficulty of charata, and it'll be ma'akev tshuva if you wait to have proper charata. It's very, very hard. Like to cringe at the thought of what you did is hard many times. You just have to go forward. But al kaponim, let's get back to this. So we ask to answer what the Matt said. The Balei Musar look at it that the merirus. The Merirus and the what does the Chafetz Chaim say? The Chafetz Chaim says, and he's talking to Hilchos Lashon Hara, that you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara about a person that did an Aveira once, twice even, because maybe he did tshuva, you have to be choshed, he did tshuva. He says, it's not that hard to do tshuva. The Merirus, he says, Ikar ha-tshuva hu ha-merirus, that's Chafetz Chaim's Lashon. The Merirus you feel, really, so that anguish that you should summon up, ideally, that really takes the place of Yisurin. And that's what I want to address your point. That's the Yisurin, that's a Yisurin of sorts. That's a, it's private, you know, you're not embarrassed publicly, but it's a cleansing process. Al-Kaponim, the Chafetz Chaim, getting back to the Chafetz Halbavis, is that when the Yetzer Hara builds up, you know, this is really a, looking at it as Yisurin is a little funny. What we're really talking about is obstacles to doing a mitzvah. That's really what he's talking about. That the Yetzer Hara builds it up. Right? That's really a famous Gemara. That Tzaddikim look at the Yetzer Hara and they say, how could we have been koveshed this great har? And the Yetzer Hara makes things seem like a har. That's what I talked about Shabbos too a few weeks ago. You know, you can't come, it's impossible. Then you do it a couple days and you make that your pattern of behavior and you make that your daily schedule and you can't even remember anymore why you couldn't do it. Like you just work out your day that you can do it. And that's it. A person can't come to Minyan. He's too busy. And he just forces himself to do it for a couple of days and all of a sudden it's amazing. Like it's so easy to do. He feels like feels stupid that he used to like make a big deal out of it. That's the Chavis Albavis' point. And even if you fast, cholof maher. Vaschar nishal choliolam. That's how you combat the Yetzer Hara. Don't let the Yetzer Hara make smoke and mirrors and build up an imaginary obstacle. Confront the Yetzer Hara with the reality of it. That if you're fasting, or you're giving tzedakah, it's something, it's not a big deal, and it's minor, and it's lasting a short time, and the schar you're getting for it, It's replacing things that are much worse. It's replacing things that would be everlasting. It's replacing Yisurin. It's replacing an Onesh that would be very serious. Then the B'chad Golovah says, Ki Atzom, let's say you fast. Kasher Atzom V'Ochaber, when you eat at night, Ki L'Lotzom. In 2 minutes you forget you fasted. V'chayzver Lov Kochov, V'nisha Schoro Shomer, and he has a schar of fasting. He has the best of both worlds. He's not hungry anymore. But he has the schar of fasting, and hopefully the accomplishment of what the fasting, if the fasting made him, if he utilized the fast properly, and he was more spiritual that day than he normally is, which is what fasting is all about, so now he has something that he can walk with the rest of his life. And the hunger is over in 2 minutes. That's what the Chavis Lavovis is saying. You have to realize that reality. The Kachamanadei Shnosu B'chelik Min Alayla. I told you, the Chavis Lavovis is a big believer in sleeping as little as possible, up till the point where it's injurious to your health. Kasher Yoshin, when he sleeps, so if he naps, Chavisal Epiluso. I'm telling you, a half hour nap during the day is worth like 2 hours a night, something like that. Don't hold me to those numbers, but something like that. And he's not tired anymore. Chilul Onodat Shnoso, and it's like he didn't. It's like he loses the fact that he didn't sleep is lost. It's gone. Page Kuf Tzadik. Venishal Oschar Eronuso, and he remains with the schar of his being up. Whatever he accomplished by being up. If he stayed up, I told you the Chavis Lavovis says in where I think. I don't remember right now where, but he believes in staying up at night, and that's when you should have your hisbodedus with Hashem, when the phone's not ringing. So you keep that schar forever. Are you tired? So you nap a little, and you're not tired anymore. That's all. Or if he daven then, we said tillim, or if he daven, he spoke to Hashem. So he has that forever. So that's the reality. Avalinyan at Stoka, he says, I'm not even going to talk about Stoka. Kvar b'yayti b'shar ha-bitochon b'er maspik, that nobody ever got poor from giving Stoka. And if you have money, Hashem gave you that money in order to give it to Stoka. So it's not even an issue, the money of Stoka. So certainly don't let the Eitzahara build up your need for money, and the specter of poverty will make you think about it. It just doesn't happen. It's a promise from Hashem, Aser Ti Aser, and that's it. Vashalinyan Averus. So when it comes to the obstacle of doing mitzvahs, that the Eitz Hara builds up the impossibility of doing these mitzvahs, he just can't work it out. Realize it's nothing, it's easy, it's an Irish kite. And compare that to the schar that will be everlasting. Vashalinyan Averus, when it comes to Averus and the Eitz Hara, is making you think how gishmak it'll be and how pleasurable and how you can't do without it and you'll miss the experience. Many people do things because the Yitzhara's mahalach is, again, they don't think of it as the Yitzhara. The Yitzhara makes them think that they'll be missing out on an experience. And there's some sort of din that a person has to experience everything in life. He wants to experience things. And they even have a Shamshon of Al-Hirsch with the Swiss Alps. You know, you have to see the Alps, you have to go traveling, you have to go to on a safari. If the safari, I don't want to be mekapeach slifkin's parnosa, if the safari, if you do it lishma and you taka appreciate the bria, then it could be a good thing. It could be a good thing if you use it for the good. But I told you what Rav Abba told us once. Someone threw him the line about this. The Eibishter is going to say, did you see my Alps? So he says, I don't know if he'll ask you that, but he'll certainly ask you if you saw my Maseches Erevin. V'asher linyan Averus, when it comes to Averus, ha'her b'nafshecha, and realize that the Hanah, what is it, food, whatever pleasureful, you're eating something you're not supposed to be reading, looking at something you're not supposed to be looking at, the pleasure is extremely fleeting. It lasts a few seconds. Realize that. That's how you should combat this Yetzirah. He's building up the Hana, and you should again confront him with the reality of what it is. The Hale Alipcha, think about. Don't think about these things. Kalos Hanaoscha B'Mehera. The fleetingness of the Hana, the fact that it's not lasting. It's not going to last long. The Onesh will last long. Uh-oh. You better think about how long the onesh will last and think about how minute in comparison and even in objective terms how fleeting the Hanoi is. Hamutter mehem, even mutter dika Hanoi. Realize that Hanoi is not, even mutter Hanoi. It shouldn't be something that's moshech you. That's precious. That's kedoshim to you. Once Hanoi is moshech you, then you're in trouble. Even if it's you think you're limited to mutter dikahana, and you should and you could, but you're on the wrong track. Once you're looking to fulfill your desire, you're not on a Jewish track. That could probably be said. Self-control. We talked about this a lot. If you want to know the point of Kedusha, it's Purushim, to be Purushim, to control yourself. Everything in the Torah is control. That's what we have to teach our children, is control. Say, how do you tell your kid this? How do you tell you? It's a chinuch. You have to be mechanech your children to control themselves. If they want to do things, it's not always good to totally forbid something. You have to exercise the muscle of self-control. Maybe you should let your kids do things for a limited amount of time. It's like called the Tainus Harivid, it's called in Svarim. Rather than fasting, leave over something on your plate. Don't eat everything you want to eat. That's a much more difficult fast, all the Svarim say. So sometimes this has to be done judiciously. I don't want this misunderstood. Because first of all, it's not good if it's misunderstood. And second of all, I'll get into trouble if it's misunderstood. Sometimes you should... It's not good to just forbid your kid to do things. They'll never exercise the muscle called self-control, which is really what Yiddishkeit's all about. Kedoshim Tiyu means... doesn't mean to... Well, we know that. It doesn't mean to remove yourself from the world, like the Goyim, the monks. It means to control it. It's not the focus of your life, and the mele you control it. You're in charge of it. It's not in charge of you. And that's a chinuch for children too. You have to, kids want to do something, say you can do it for a half hour, three times a week. And they'll learn. And you have to stick to it. You have to oversee them, and they learn how to have self-control. It's a very good thing. You should let them do it in a controlled way, and they'll learn how to control themselves. So that's what he's saying here. That if Bahamutter, even Mutter Dikano, you should contemplate how fleeting it is. Why? Why do you have to contemplate how fleeting Mutter Dikano is? Because you should realize it's not all it's prepped up to be. We've all experienced that. You want something, it's nothing. Once you get it, you see it's nothing. You don't even have, you play with it for a few minutes. Children kede isluhu, an adult kede isluhu, and then there's nothing left afterwards. V'tishora lecha, you know what's left. Cherpas hamaguna mehen, you'll have the embarrassment and the shame and the degradation of the osur dikahana, the onsham and the punishment for olam hazeh ubabo. So that's what you should contemplate. You should fight back. The Yetzirah builds up the obstacles. You should think about how those obstacles are very limited and very temporary. And think of the schar of the mitzvah. That's forever. And when he builds up the hana and the impossibility of doing without, you should realize, think about how fleeting it is and how lasting the cherpa, the onesh of giving, letting your ratzon control you. Ubaosa shah, and if you do that, ikana hayetzel lefanecha, the Yetzirah will be nichna. That's what, before the Chayvus Halvavos, in the beginning of this huge, very, very, very long perek. Very long perek. I think we're learning it a year already, it seems like. So he said that with all of the Yetzirah that he describes, the Yetzirah just keeps coming at you. He never rests. He never stops, no matter what. So he says, but Lamais, if you fight it, it vanishes. It's also smoke and mirrors, the Yetzirah. If you're determined, and that's what he did in all of these countless paragraphs that we've been learning, he always ends up saying this. If you properly fight the Yetzirah, you'll win. There's really nothing there. As I said a few weeks ago, with Yaakov and Shechem, you can't let evil intimidate you. This is on a personal level. There I talked about Shechem, Dina, but it's true on every personal level too, on the Yetzirah level. Every person's battles with himself, it's really the Eibishter gave every person the koach to to win the battle with the Yetzer Hara. And it's really, it's not an insurmountable obstacle. So what the Chabad Lubavitch talks about Lagabi Averis and Mitzvahs, it's true about the whole Yetzer Hara. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the Siyata Dishmaya to fight it, and if you look what he's doing, the Chavis Halavos. It's not appreciated enough. It's my fault. I'm not explaining it well enough. He takes each maneuver of the Yetzer Hara and he tells you exactly how to fight it. He doesn't just say, okay, you're going to be good. You're going to be frum. He gives you the psychological and emotional mahalchim, how to fight it. That's what he's been doing in every single paragraph. He's given you the tools, what to think about, how to think, what to focus on. Now, he's not just saying, don't listen to the Yetzer Hara. You gotta be frum. He's not doing that. He's telling you, he wants you to think this way, think that way. Conjure up these images. And then the Yetzer Hara will be nichna, v'tizdareis l'maisa hatov, v'tizatzel mikol maisa ra. And you won't jump. You'll realize that there's nothing really out there. So your friend says, hey, come on, let's do this. You realize that, you know, after a few minutes, it's all over. So what'd you gain? Okay. We'll stop here.